Pop said.
You can apologise.
Mane said. Stop it, you two, I said. Let's go to the castle, okay? It is an old house with some doors leading to strange places. We have been there a couple of times. I'm still not sure I like it, but anything would be better than just staying here, fighting.
Yes! Pop yelled and jumped up. I am in, Mane said, but it is still raining.
We will just bring umbrellas, I said. First, I picked up 3 juice boxes in the kitchen. Here, Snowball was asleep in his basket. He is a smart dog. When it rains, he just stays in his basket until it clears up. I put the juice boxes in a plastic bag. Then I found 3 umbrellas, 1 for each of us.
We look like mushrooms with these,
Mane laughed when we stood outside with the umbrellas up. A wet mailman passed by on his bike. Otherwise, we had the streets to ourselves.
2.
Under the grey clouds, the castle looked even more empty and deserted than it used to. We walked through the neglected garden to the front door. A big ginger cat was pushing itself up against the wall. When it saw us, it started meowing pathetically. It is that cat again, I said. The one that lured Snowball into the castle last time.
Lured? Pop said. Snowball was chasing the cat, wasn't he?
Mane quickly opened the door. Come here, poor kitty, she said.
You should not stand out here getting wet.
She always helps animals in trouble. I have even seen her pick up earthworms from the sidewalk and put them in soil under the nearest hedge. The cat went inside. We followed it into the large, empty hall. There were doors to our left and right. It looked like they would just lead into empty rooms, but we knew better. Pop walked around, looking at all the doors.
Which one should we pick? She said.
We had left the umbrellas on the floor.
Should we bring these? I asked.